I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Financially, Little Samaritan Mission has had trouble making ends meet throughout Romania and Moldova. Little Samaritan's Florin Pintic-Blaj says local believers provided the funding that will keep them on the air till December. Many gave up heating their homes to help, and an orphanage gave more than that.
The director called and she said, "We give you a small amount." But the children said, "Why so small?" The children decided, "We are not going to eat meat till the 1st of January and save the money to send to the mission." It's unbelievable.
Pintic-Blaj says this will allow the gospel to be declared in more places. Next, Gospel for Asia received government permission last month to work with the earthquake victims in Kashmir to provide aid and other assistance along the India-Pakistan border. The team of 15 national workers spent a week recently in a village where all 400 houses were destroyed. As these needy families were offered aid, many of them experienced Christ's love for the first time. Four families gladly received Urdu New Testaments. Pray that their hearts will be open to the message. And a Kenyan economist boldly stated that aid is not what Africa needs. Medical Ambassador Gil Oldendahl agrees.
There is absolutely no correlation between the amount of aid and the amount of change that takes place in a community. The countries and places where we've saw communities dramatically transformed, it's like a seamless combination of evangelism and community development and preventive health, has been done on literally a shoestring budget.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.